From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, August 18th. Coming up, the Illinois Arts Council is marking its 60th anniversary while implementing a new approach to supporting the arts throughout the state. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Several road construction projects are getting underway today in East Central Illinois. IDOT says that east of St. Joseph, the bridge for County Road 2500 East over I-74 will close for a four-week-long repair job. In Mahomet, IDOT will start repairs on the bridge over I-74 for County Highway 29, also known as Turkey Farm Road. And on the U of I campus, eastbound lanes for Kirby and Florida Avenue will be closed during the day between 4th Street and Goodwin Avenue for tree removal. The work on Florida Avenue will move east of campus to between Orchard Street and Busey Avenue tomorrow. Students are returning to Rantoul Township High School today. When they do, they'll see the same police officer stationed at the school as the past 2 years. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Last week, the high school's Board of Education approved a contract to keep Rantoul Police Officer Edgar Garcia on site during the school year. Principal Brooke Billings says Garcia is an essential mentor for students.
Maybe they have a situation outside of school, but they don't feel comfortable maybe asking an adult or a teacher about it or myself, but maybe Officer Garcia could give them some feedback on, you know, how to handle it.
Garcia does have the ability to arrest students, but Principal Billings says the school usually focuses on mediation first before any issues get out of hand. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
An organization focused on healthy eating initiatives partnered with University of Illinois students this summer to explore the challenges seniors face when accessing food. Rick Weibel is a board member for Healthy Champaign County and helped design the research project. He says one of the group's findings is that food programs should consider seniors' specific needs.
As a senior, your dietary needs will evolve. So, having pre-cooked carrots is probably more desirable for some folks than having fresh carrots because I don't have the teeth to eat those.
Weibel says the research will help service providers understand how to improve food distribution programs. The project will be showcased at next year's Feeding Champaign County Food Summit in March. After Danville native Gene Hackman died earlier this year, residents called for something to be done to honor him. Over the weekend, the Fisher Theater's first film festival did just that. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink was there and has this report.
In the lobby, a small crowd gathers. Some wait in line for refreshments and others stand around and chat about the film they're about to see. Theater manager Lauren Powell is working the box office today, greeting guests as they enter.
I like hearing the buzz of excitement when people come in the doors and everyone wants to share their story with you. We had someone drop off a photo from her parents' wedding that has Jean in it, and we've actually just put it up for display in the case.
She says people traveled from other cities and even from out of state to see Hackman's films here. Theater staff and volunteers say they're proud the Fisher has been able to bring people together this way. They also say plans are in the works for future festivals that may highlight more of Danville's famous performers. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Still to come, the Illinois Arts Council is marking its 60th anniversary while implementing a new approach to supporting the arts throughout the state. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a slight chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 91 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 71 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, a south wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees with a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 84 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we're talking about how Black Midwesterners helped shape global struggles for freedom, from Marcus Garvey to Malcolm X, and why that legacy still matters today. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
Thank you.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Representatives from the Illinois Arts Council are making stops around the state as the organization celebrates its 60th anniversary. Their itinerary included a visit to Macomb. Rich Egger was there and talked to them about what's new with the state agency.
The Arts Council feels it needs to counter a misperception about its work.
We decided to put more regional focus to our work to try and dispel maybe some of the beliefs that we mostly work in Chicago.
This is Jerome Grand. He's the Arts Council's program director for the western part of the state, which generally includes west central counties between the Illinois and Mississippi rivers.
Coming here to Macomb and seeing the vitality that is in this community and how the arts are part of that vitality is inspiring.
The idea of dividing the state into regions and having a program director for each one of those regions is something new for the state agency. Grand believes the new organizational structure will allow the Arts Council to know communities better and help it better serve people throughout Illinois. Before reorganizing to the regional approach, the Arts Council was structured by discipline. Executive Director Joshua Davis Ruperto says no matter how it's been organized, the IAC has been there for the arts.
We've had 60 years of funding the arts here in Illinois, and we've given out over $500 million to artists and arts organizations that support communities here in Illinois.
Davis Ruperto also says the IAC does more than fund the arts in Chicago. Yes, he says, they do support Chicago-based arts organizations such as the Joffrey Ballet. But he says they also support grandmothers putting on festivals in the basements of churches.
This is for you. You may think that this is for someone in Chicago. You may think that this is for the professional ballet dancer. This is for you. This is your taxpayer dollars. If you have something that you are looking to make happen in your own community, we want to be here to help support that. Never, ever be afraid to reach out to us and have a conversation about what you would love to see in your own community.
Davis Ruperto says in addition to the structural overhaul, the Arts Council has simplified its grant application. He says that's helped increase their grant application pool, with 95% of those applications coming from outside of Chicago. He says the arts provide an economic impact, and he hopes the federal government will continue to support the arts.
We have a long history of supporting the arts through the federal government, and we really hope that that continues for the future.
Davis Ruperto says he feels lucky to live in a state that supports the arts and says that support comes from Republicans and Democrats alike. Christy Steelman is an IAC board member from Bushnell. She agrees that the state supports the arts and hopes Illinois residents will continue to show support.
The arts aren't a luxury. They are in the design of the chairs we sit on, the design of our homes, what we hang on our walls, the music we listen to. There's not one area of our life that is not touched by the arts.
Steelman says you don't need to speak the same language or come from the same background as an artist to be inspired by their work. Steelman says the Arts Council has made some big changes, but she says they're not done.
You tweak as you go, but it's only to make it better and more effective for artists, educators, organizations, even government entities who are doing arts programming.
And she believes it's only going to get even better. Rich Egger reporting.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Stephanie Mosqueda, Emily Hayes, Sam Rink, and Rich Egger. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.